friends and art therapists. This is Yu Zheng, and here on the Thirsty for Art podcast, we talk all about growing as art therapists and professionals and building our own online businesses. Today, I am so happy to be here and to be talking with you guys, to be an art therapist and also to be connected to so many art therapists out there. Who are listening to this. I'm really grateful. Today, I'm really dedicating this episode to my recent graduates, so new art therapists who are out there, who've graduated from master's program, maybe 1 to 0 to 3, or even maybe up to 5 years. And so you are in the early career stage and you've maybe just started a job or even haven't started a job. And I remember this has been the most difficult or challenging time of my career, I think. So I wanted to dedicate this episode for you and to really give you some tips and steps that you can take concretely to really pull through this difficult time and actually find a more positive viewpoint on things. So the number one struggle that I had after graduation from my master's art therapy program was finding jobs. And maybe you might have had the same struggle or might be having that same struggle right now. And the other part of that struggle was gaining hours for my licensure and certification. And this was my biggest goal at that time. This was my only goal, really, because I didn't really care about pay that much, my income that much. I really cared about getting my licensure first and foremost. And that was the problem. I found no jobs that will help me gain hours for my license. And so this was really hard. It was not just about the job itself. It was really about also my livelihood, paying the bills. And also I was worried about, am I going to be able to actually do the work that I went to school for? Like, what if I had to do something else to make a living? And what happens to my master's degree? What did I do that for? You know, all that time and energy and financial investment that I made for that training. What did I get my degree for? I was so afraid of coming to that point where I had to think about that question. So it really was not just about jobs, but it was more than the job. It was more about who I am, the decisions that I make in my life, paying bills, financial stuff. And so I had a lot of thoughts around this time when I was trying to find a job. And I was struggling. I was thinking, why is this so hard? You know, I didn't know that it was going to be that hard before I went into master's program. Maybe you thought the same thing, or maybe you already knew that it was going to hard. It was going to be hard, but you went for it anyway. Or maybe you had this thought that I had, which was, how did someone else get a job, but I couldn't. Maybe you see some other colleagues getting a job, but you yourself are struggling with getting any job. And maybe you find yourself asking that question, what if this takes months or even years, scary thought, to get an art therapy job, right? That question really haunted me. Because I just didn't know. It was a mystery. It was just kind of reaching for something in the dark. How did I know how long it would take to get an art therapy job? And how would I sustain myself until that point when I did get an art therapy job? Also, many of you might be considering non-art therapy jobs, or maybe that's just a requirement for you right now in your situation. And so I also thought of that too. I was applying for non-art therapy jobs. But the thing was that what I was thinking at that time was like, even if I apply for non-art therapy jobs, I just can't compete, you know? Because there are thousands of other therapists, new therapists, social workers, family and marriage therapists, counselors out there who are applying for the same exact job. So what the hell? Who is really going to look at me, my resume, as who's an art therapist and be like, oh, that person might be good for a counselor job. So it's just like, it just didn't feel like it would fit, you know? It just didn't feel like I would fit into those non-art therapy jobs. And so I felt like it was kind of hopeless in a way. There was just so much competition. So maybe you've also thought that as well. And the other thing that I thought during this time was like, what would my family or friends say? You know, thinking about what would they say or think if they know that I'm struggling to get a job. Some of you might be also thinking of that too. Some of you, you know, maybe you getting a job is not just a matter of you, but also a matter of really being able to support your family or friends or something like that. So it really affects them so that it's even more important for you to get a job. And so it's even more pressure and difficulty on your shoulders, right? That's one also another thing that you might be thinking or struggling with. And the other thing in that same vein was I kept thinking like, oh, I can't really keep on relying on my family or parent to support me. You know, I can't go forever. I can't go for years getting their support while I try to get a job. So there was this kind of pressure on me that I put on myself to hurry up and get a job because I really wanted that independence. Because I really also felt guilty for receiving support from people around me. So this could be something that you might be dealing with if you are the type of person who feel like you can't receive support, you know, or a very independent person maybe. The last thing, and maybe the biggest thing that you could be thinking when you are trying to find a job is like, how can I pay back my loans, right? You know, getting that master's was definitely expensive, I bet. So, you know, you probably want to get a job as soon as possible, as high paying as possible to pay back your loans in X amount of years. And so that delay of getting that job is like big for you because it just means that you can't pay back your loans in a timely manner or in a manner that's fast enough for you, right? So a loan is also another big thing that most of us are really dealing with. If you've went to master's programs, they're not cheap for sure, right? So all these things really went through my head at that time when I was searching for jobs, and it was really not easy. And I am here for you. You know, I am here for you in this podcast episode. Because it's not something that is, you know, outwardly talked about in settings where our therapists are at. And I feel like my recent graduates and new art therapists are falling through the cracks, you know? I felt like I was falling through the cracks at that time, you know? It's so easy to just feel alone, feel so isolated, just struggling on your own because probably you don't have a lot of art therapist friends like immediately around you. And all the colleagues who've graduated with you are doing their own thing, and you don't see them in classes like before, right? So it almost feels like you are all just kind of doing your own thing alone in this job-getting world, and this can get hard. So I am here for you. And in this part of the episode, I'm going to share some steps that you can take, and also there are also tips that you can implement in this stage of your career so that you can make this process of getting job, getting a position so much easier. Because I feel like you don't have to make it so hard. I feel like there is an easier way, and you deserve to feel more confident, to feel more at ease, more grounded and stable at this stage of your career. So the first tip or step that you can take for yourself in this stage is to really just take time to nurture yourself. I know I have always repeated this to myself and also to many other people around me, but searching for jobs and applying for jobs is a full-time job. Like, no joke, it is a full-time job. It's really energy sucking, and you know, it's really hard, I think. So that process of job hunting and job searching and going to interviews, it's really hard, and you really want to take time to nurture yourself again, to take care of yourself, to make self-care a priority, and to really take care of your mental health too, because it can get crazy. Your thinking brain can go crazy. I like to call it a monkey brain, but like, your monkey brain can go crazy trying to hypothesize things, trying to predict things, trying to think of the worst case scenario while you job search. So it's really important to nurture yourself. You can meditate, you can journal, you can really talk to supportive friends or even counselors or therapists. You do really want to nurture yourself in this process. Don't forget to do this. This is probably one of the most important things you can do in this process. The second thing is a very concrete tip, but it's to list out what your minimum is for a job. Really, you want to be really specific about what kind of job that you want to take. Unless you know what it is that you want, you will not get it likely, right? So you want to know what it is that you need to have in a position in order for you to be happy, because searching for jobs is not just searching for jobs. Searching for jobs is actually searching for a place where you can show up daily and help people and be happy too. Like, you don't want to be in a job or environment where you're like stressed out, burnt out, and you just have to quit after 3 months, right? So you want to make sure that the workplace actually meets some minimum criteria that's based on your standards of what a job should be like for you. For you to be okay, comfortable, happy, and feel like you're serving the people around you in that place. All right, so if you know that, awesome. You want to apply that in your job application process, interview process. And the other thing that I want to share with you about steps or tips for you in this process is to let go and know your worth. Okay, so let me elaborate on this. When you apply for jobs, know that the right job is there. The right job is out there for you. Just believe in it. Don't try to, you know, like find evidence for it. Just believe that the right job is out there for you, and it will pick you at the right time. And so when you know that, if the job interview doesn't go well, you'll know that it wasn't meant to be. It was just not meant to be. And you can just let go. So when you are job searching, you're trying to find the best fit. As I said before, it's not about just getting a job, but you're trying to get the best fit for yourself and also for the employer. The employer wants the best fitting person, and you also want the best fitting workplace. And so it has to be mutually beneficial. And so when something goes wrong, and when you are not, you know, chosen for a position after many rounds of interviews or whatever, just know that they needed a certain person and you weren't meeting all the specific things that they were looking for. And that's totally all right. That is not reflective of who you are, of your worth or value at all. Like, they're just searching for someone who meets da-da-da-da-da requirements. And so it's also good for you to be in a workplace, right? To be hired in a work from on a workplace that actually feels like you are a good fit too. So during interviews, I'm going to be concrete here. During interviews, you want to ask questions to the interviewer too, to see if they're a good fit for you as well. You want to figure out like what the environment is like, what, you know, how they run things, what the pace of work is like, things like that. Like, you really want to know. And maybe you can even like ask, like, why did the other person leave? Why is this position open? Like, you really want to learn and know those things and to see if this place is a good place for you. So when I said let go and know your worth, you know, oftentimes when we are like job searching and going to interviews, we are doing it with an energy that's like, this has to be, I have to be hired, I gotta be hired, if not, I'm doomed. Like, there is this kind of very have to pressure and energy, this driving energy. And this driving energy can make you really be outside of yourself when you show up to the application process or interview or what have you. And so it really affects the outcome, I think. And instead, I want you to see if you can experiment with this and just show up in a way that's more comfortable for you, which means to let go of making this a must, right? Making each job position or application or interview a must. Like, almost like go into the interview room thinking like, if not this, then something better will come. Just let go of that end result. Let it be. Like, going into that space with an attitude of acceptance and letting go, but you're still showing up as yourself and you're still trying to see if this is a good fit. And if it is, then you are going to do your best, right? You are going to do the best within the work when you're hired. But in the interview itself, you are going there to just show up as yourself. And if it works out, awesome. You must have met all the criteria for them. If not, nothing on you, really. Nothing on you. They probably missed a really good person if they did. And so just let go. And what will help you let go is to just know your worth. That's why I say let go and know your worth. Knowing your worth. Own your worth as an art therapist, right? When you own your worth as an art therapist, you show up as just you, because you don't have to fake anything. You don't have to pretend anything. You don't have to put on a mask. You don't have to compromise, you know? And you actually show up with awesome energy. And when you know your worth as an art therapist, you know that the best or the right fitting job position will come to you. The employer will come to you. The employer will recognize you because they recognize your worth, because you know you have worth. So when you're applying for, let's say, non-art therapist jobs, like maybe case management or something like that, recreation therapy, Instead of thinking because I'm an art therapist, they won't see my value or understand what I do, etc., etc. When you own your worth, you will think, because I'm an art therapist, I have additional value for them, for their employer. I can do even more than the average therapist. The skills that I have in my pocket is just way more than any other average therapist out there. And so I'm golden treasure. That's what you would think when you own and know your worth as an art therapist. And also, I think I mentioned this in my previous episode on imposter syndrome. Like, even if you just graduated from your grad program, you have all of what it takes to become an awesome therapist, to be an awesome therapist right now. Like, there's no other thing that you need to go out to do, no other thing that you're missing or lacking in you right now to be an art therapist, an awesome one at that right now. Like, you already are valuable and worthy and an awesome, amazing healer and helper right now. So, yeah, own it. You're not missing anything. And the last thing that I want to give you as a tip or step is to be in a community of people who understand you. Maybe a supervision group, or a support group of some kind. Support group for an art therapist would be amazing. And that's exactly what I'm going to open up in the near future for January. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. But be in a community, because I know I said this before, but it's really lonely when you've just graduated and you're just like a fish in the ocean, the wide, wide Pacific Ocean. Like, suddenly your professor is not there. Suddenly, your supervisors who are art therapists, they're not there. Suddenly, all your colleagues and art therapists, fellow art therapists are not there. You're just on your own, or it just feels like it even, right? So it's so important for art therapists, especially new art therapists, to be in connection, to be in community, because actually you get a lot of support that way. Also, a lot of, you know, networking is really important as well too, because a lot of job opportunities can be found through networking with, you know, colleagues. So yeah, being in community is just so big. I think that the best thing probably that you could do to up your chances for getting job opportunities is really to be in network with people, especially art therapists. Psychologically, emotionally, socially, and professionally, it's a really, really good idea. And I think it is a necessary thing for you to really increase your chances, opportunities, and really take care of yourself in the process too. So those are my really big tips for you, and I hope that it will be helpful. If you do want to hear a little bit more about job searching, some concrete steps for that or tips for that, let me know. You can email me or DM me. But I want to leave with you this soul lesson that I've learned during this transitional time, this in-between time within my career, when I was struggling with my identity as a professional, and then as an art therapist. So the soul lesson that I learned at this time was that, you know, I was running around like crazy trying to go somewhere, right? But the thing was that there is nowhere to go. There is nowhere to go. I just want to say that to myself years ago, and also to those of you who are recent graduates and new art therapists right now, there's nowhere to go. You are here. And you are not stuck too. And maybe I know it feels like you're stuck. in this in-between stage and you want to really hurry up and get to the next stage and hurry up and get that next job or first job and hurry up and get stable, hurry up and get that licensure to feel finally okay, but you're not stuck. You're being called to be still right now. Just here, taking a breath, just being still. Back then, I didn't know the difference between stuck versus still. I thought that if I'm not moving in the speed of a bullet train in my career, I'm not making any headway. And that I'm not worthy as an art therapist or maybe even as a person. There was something maybe wrong with me. Why am I not being a bullet train right now? Why am I not progressing? But know that you are not stuck. You are just here. You are being called to be still and to take a breath and be here. And realize that there's nothing wrong with you. You're exactly where you should be. There is no need to prove anything, and that you are wholly and totally worthy. You will get a job. I will guarantee that things will work out. Things will work out for you. Things will work out. Yeah, it's gonna work out. It's gonna work out. Know that it will work out. Know that you're gonna celebrate. You're gonna be like, yes, I got a job. Yes, I'm working at a place that I love. So just take this time to learn and figure out what lights you up. No train just goes and goes and goes and goes, actually, right? Trains all have to stop. Trains all have to stop at a station. They also have to be like still for a while to get maintenance, to be fueled or whatever, right? To be taken care of. They have to stop and just be for regular periods of time. And just think that this time is that. You're not here to run a marathon 24 hours, 52 weeks a year. You are here to just be and take a breath and be still for now. Because you've done all of this soaking in. You've done all of this absorbing, right? You've done so much learning that you actually do need time to just settle down in your psyche and then also figure out what really lights you up, because you are a unique individual. Not everything will fit you. And that's a good thing. Like, you want to really figure out what lights you up, what really fits you, and really go for that. So this is a time of experimenting, figuring things out about yourself as a human and as an art therapist, and knowing what works for you and knowing what doesn't work for you. And so it's a time of learning and figuring things out, and that also just means going at a walking pace, or maybe taking a stop at the bench and just sitting and seeing the whole picture. And human beings cannot just go without taking a moment to just breathe and just look at the scenery. Like, we all need to just sometimes, you know, take a moment, stop where we're going, and just look at the whole picture. When we don't know the whole picture, we are going to get lost. That's a lot of time lost too. That's a time waster. When we don't know the big picture and we're just like going. So yeah, know that nothing's wrong with you. You are exactly where you should be. You're not stuck. You're just being called to be still. Yes, so if you are a spiritual person, if you believe in the divine and oneness and in God. Know that God just put you here to be just still. And there is always a purpose behind that. All right, so thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed this. As I said before, I do have a creative support group plan for new art therapists and recent graduates. So if you graduated from a master's in art therapy program within the past 0 to 3 years, this support group is for you. I created this just for you guys, and I am so excited to open the doors up to this group. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to have one group at least for now. But one group, we're going to have 8 people in it. So it's not going to be a big group. I want it to be really small and supportive. And my awesome art therapist on my Thirsty for Art team will be leading the group. So she's Julia Valance, and she really specializes in this stuff, in that struggling period right after graduation. She's really there for a lot of people, a lot of professionals. And so she'll be running the groups, and it's going to be an amazing group, really very supportive. Really, this is a safe space for recent graduates and new art therapists to just share what you're dealing with, because there's not a lot of places where you could do that. And, you know, sometimes supervision group is really about like client talk and, you know, how can we help the client? But honestly, this support group is really about how can we help us? Like, how can we recognize our therapists? How can we recognize the struggle that we're dealing with, right? And how can we not struggle alone? That's the reason why the support group is here, really, to not let you struggle alone, to let you network with other fellow art therapists and just feel like you can really have more confidence, own your worth, own your value, and know that you are not wrong in any way if you are struggling, right? So support group, this is a creative support group, so a lot of art making and processing the art and sharing, and it's going to be amazing. So I'm going to share that link in the show notes, so please check it out. We'll be opening up the doors for that for signups very, very, very soon. So hopefully you can check that out. But thank you again. I will talk to you next time, guys. Bye-bye.